You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
Love the intro. What's up, kids? I am your host, AJ Gibson, covering another episode of So You Think You Can Dance here at AfterBuzz. Bing is for doing, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing it big tonight. We're doing the top 20 tonight. Woo-woo. It's exciting. This is now episode 6 of season 9. I'm joined again by my lovely co-host, Corinne Williams, to my right.
Hey.
Kristen Burt is joining us yet again, and then we've got Caitlin O'Connor. Is there an S on the end of her? No. O'Connor. Caitlin O'Connor. She's joining us. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
If you guys remember, Caitlin, we did a show together at the gifting suite for the MTV Movie Awards this year, so we're glad to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Car trouble last week, I hear.
We left you on the 101.
Oh. Yeah,
you poor thing. Left me. I was scared to death. The cars were passing.
Oh, there's nothing worse than car trouble, like a breakdown in L.A.
On the freeway.
Well, we're glad you're here, safe and sound.
Thank you. For the 200th episode.
Yeah, the 200th episode. Exciting. What a big one. They didn't really make as big of a deal as I thought they would.
Not much at all. They mentioned at the beginning, and I thought there was going to be some hoopla. And then
maybe a cake? I don't know.
No.
Something.
They're dancers. Water.
I know, right? Water and Tic Tacs.
And cigarettes.
That is an assumption, girl. They have to have stamina, and choreography is difficult nowadays.
Yeah, Cigarette salad.
Especially for the one boy, the big boy who made the top 20. We'll get to that in a minute.
With the boobs.
Tonight we've got a special guest co-host or co-judge, I guess, on the show.
Yes.
Zoe Deschanel.
Zoe.
I love a plug as much as the next guy, and I absolutely love her show.
Love it.
Yeah. Was it New Girl?
Yeah, New Girl. I love her.
On Fox, and I get it. They're doing a cross promotion. Yeah. I understand it because I adore her. I've been a fan of her since Elf.
She's so dorkable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She struggled a little bit tonight.
She's a little bit
out of her element, I think.
Yeah, she's totally out of her element. Let's remember, she's an actress. She's not a personality, and that showed tonight clearly.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't have a lot of crossover appeal, apparently.
She does not have a lot to say.
But she looked beautiful. She's a pretty girl.
She's quirky and cute.
Interesting,
cute.
Yeah.
You were cute.
So just don't go. They did it a little bit different this season, how they broke down the top 20. Because now, like they said, we don't have a results show anymore. We just have the one show each week. Because the results.
I know, right?
The results show got canned, so they had to reformat the whole thing. So they figured while we're doing this, we might as well change the whole show. So they introduced the top 20 to us differently. We have a male and a female winner this season. A lot of changes.
Yes.
Kind of exciting. I mean, it's season 9. You have to change things up.
I like the format, though.
I do, too.
It's way better than the last one.
I'm not sure
20.
About... I do like how they introduced them in groups. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
They went through... we didn't know this initially, but they announced the first guys and the first girls to make it through in the first group going into the top 20. George Lawrence Jr.
Yes.
Which I love. He's got a smile on his face. I love watching him dance. Then we have Will. He's the other guy. And then we've got Alexa. Alexa was actually the very first person they announced, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank God, because last year she made it... to the very end and got cut.
Like, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they made her story like such a big deal over the whole Las Vegas audition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was sort of the continuation of last week.
Yeah.
So I thought it was appropriate that they gave her the first spot.
Yeah.
Well, she was the obvious contender.
But sometimes, though, these shows, they like to just make you sweat it, and there's evil for the sake of being evil. And I thought it was kind of cool. This show, actually, I felt like tonight didn't have a whole lot of that. I felt like, for the most part, it was pretty uplifting and pretty encouraging of all the dancers that made it on, as opposed to, like, we'll talk about that again in a minute. Mm. Pitting people up against each other, splitting friends up, and doing that sort of thing.
Cutting down your dreams.
Yeah.
That's life.
I didn't feel like, well, it is, but I didn't feel like it doesn't always have to be that way. So I feel like it was nice to see the other side of So You Think You Can Dance tonight, where it was a little bit more uplifting. Alexa makes it through, then also Amber Jackson. So the four of them, Amber Jackson, also similar to Alexa, has made it through the last two seasons.
Yeah, it was season six and seven. She skipped eight.
But not
that's
eight.
Right. Yeah. That's right. And in season six, she actually did better than she did on season seven, correct? She was like a spot or two away from, away from top 20. Yeah. So good for these girls. I'm like, I love perseverance.
But wait, about Amber Jackson, she got no spotlight, though. Like, in all of the seasons that she had tried out, and even this one, I was like, well, who is she? She's a brown girl. Big ups to being a sister on the show.
She's the only one. Exactly. She's the only one. I'm actually surprised.
Yeah. Me too.
There's usually at least two or three.
And there usually are.
And there are always a lot more guys. Because they like the street styles, the and those tend to be black guys. Well, I'm not mad at them. The brothers, they know they got that street style. But I loved how Nigel called her out, though, when after they watched the clip of what she was like getting sent home every other time. And he's like, you were ugly. You were ugly. And he wasn't
unattractive.
Yeah. Whatever. We heard ugly. And I don't know. He wasn't necessarily talking about just her look, although she looked broke down and busted.
She just got done.
I don't care.
She looked rough.
Everything.
She did look rough.
She looked rough. She looked very polished on this season.
She got a new hair color. She got a little flat iron thing going on. I like it. Before, she just looked a mess. And she had a bad attitude when she got sent home, obviously.
She did not.
She was like, I'm never coming back again. I don't care what happens.
Well, because she had gone the season prior and then this one.
Well, she changed.
Learned the lesson, come back.
And have a bad attitude.
She changed her tune. I think that it's easy to have that kind of attitude in the moments right after. But she took some time away from it. She thought logically, I guess, and she committed and she improved.
And that's what the big deal of this season is. It's really about changing attitudes, learning a lesson, and that's exactly what Amber's that great story about.
She realized she said baggage, having that baggage won't let you evolve as a performer. And I felt this season she evolved so much from the past two seasons she was on.
And I think she didn't get a lot of airtime leading up to this episode, but I think she will now because there are a lot of brunette girls. There are a lot of blondes. They all kind of look the same. They're all about the same height, same personalities. Nobody on the show looks like Amber. Nobody acts like Amber. Yeah, that's it. So you know what? Sometimes you got to wait a little while for your time to shine, and maybe this is it.
I think it's a story yet to be told.
Yeah, I do too, and I think they're saving it to tell it, because she's going to do fine. She's not going to go home anytime soon. And I think they get rid of the duplicates early in the season. The couple brunettes, they get rid of one of them. The couple blondes, they get rid of one. That's how it usually works out.
And there's a couple weak dancers in that bunch.
There are.
So it's interesting.
There really are. So I'm really excited about this. So they do a contemporary piece, choreographed by Tyce DiOrio, my favorite choreographer in the world, right? No, I do like Tyce. He's super talented. Uber talented.
Oops.
His mannerisms drive me crazy.
Mannerisms.
I'm going to get that word into every After Buzz iTunes or
After Buzz I like him because he's real and he tells it like it is. And sometimes you need someone to tell it like it is. Because when people are flowery and fluffy with their criticism, it doesn't always cut through and doesn't always help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true.
Yeah, and Zoe Deschanel, she has her first chance to judge. She's blown away by the group's teamwork. All right.
Exactly,
you know, teamwork do make the dream work.
Oh, that was nice.
Maybe Zoe saw something. I don't know. She got off to a rough start.
Rocky.
Yeah, rocky to say the least, I think.
Well, but she continued on with the rocky
got worse.
Wow.
It did.
Yeah.
But this dance was lyrical. It was fierce. They were in unison. I know she was trying to say in unison versus teamwork.
Yeah.
But it was very well rehearsed and very well performed.
Well, I feel like Zoe Deschanel on this panel is the me. Because I mean, she's trying to say things. Like I always say every week, you always save me. You save my ass. No matter what I'm talking about, you're like, well, you're actually kind of right. You just sound like a buffoon right now. And that's kind of what she is on the show. She's like, well, you guys look like a team or teamwork. And you say it's not
unison.
That's a much better word. I don't use those words. I guess I am Zoe Deschanel of the show.
Get
now.
A thesaurus.
And I'm Kat Dealy.
You are so Kat Dealy.
I love that dress.
That dress was fierce. Let's just talk about that for a moment. She has the best stylist. Like every season she comes out there and she just, whoo. She's stunning.
And she's got legs for miles.
Oh, Corinne, how could you look at that and not think that's stunning?
I didn't say anything about her dress. I'm not saying every time she goes out there, she's stunning. Well, her hair was not amazeballs tonight, though.
Yeah.
It was, I know she was trying to go for that, like, messy,
like, wavy California,
wavy.
But it did flat line. It didn't work.
I beg to differ.
It didn't work.
I do, too. I disagree. But I thought she looked great.
I like the underdone look. I like it.
Yeah, I thought it was sexy on her.
Too tangly.
What I do love about her, though, is she pushes it. She pushes the envelope with her style. She is not afraid to take chances, because sometimes she hits it out of the park, and sometimes she fails miserably. But it's so fun to watch.
Take a risk.
Yeah. Take a risk. I like that. And that's the theme of tonight's episode, you guys. Take a risk. Take a risk in your life. What up? So, moving on. We've got our next group of dancers. We've got Nick, Whitney, and Lindsay.
Yes.
They all make it through. And what style of dancers are they?
Ballroom.
They were ballroom.
Oh, that's right. They're the ballroom number. And the they dance. Yes. The best friends, the two girls. Mm-hmm. I love that. They put Whitney and Lindsay in there together. And I called this a couple of weeks ago. I said, it's going to come down to, because I was expecting the show to go like it always has. Right. And where they come down to the last two and there's only one spot left. Who will it be? Like that sort of thing. And they bring them in early on. So I was like, well, maybe they won't. You know, and they say to them, look, we only have room for one dancer. And who's the first one they announced?
They Whitney. Announced Lindsay. Lindsay first?
Whitney.
Oh, Whitney first.
Whitney the first. Little, the little one. The shorter one, yes, yeah. yes.
She's and the fierce one.
Yes, she I is like fierce. Whitney. Lindsay's, I think Lindsay's prettier and I like her legs better, but Whitney just, she's quick.
Loses
and
she's got the package.
Yeah, and she's yeah. tenacious she's sexy, as hell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. So she's got the X factor thing that's just kind of the yeah. intangible. But then he tells the second girl, which was
Lindsay,
that she's also made it through, and they're just thrilled because they've been friends since they were nine. They've competed,
yeah.
off and on for years at dance competitions yeah. across the country, is what they say.
And they're young; yeah. they're like 18.
They just graduated high school
a week ago.
That's right.
That's the one said.
Their story is really cute.
Yeah.
You called it Dancing with the Stars will be calling for next season. Or
they are such a Julianne Hough, Chelsea Hightower type of dancer. Those girls, they will be all over them. They have nothing to worry about.
Julianne Hough is done with the show, so that slot is wide open. Now.
Yeah.
We'll question Julianne. That.
Well, how did Rock of Ages do?
Not so well.
15 million opening.
Oops.
75 million to make, I think. 15 million
Shut
first
up.
Weekend.
That's a little rough. There it is. Yeah. They're taking all of my sound effects. I can't make sound effects anymore because now we
you
have so many
right
in the booth.
Now.
Marissa, thank you. I already did it. Didn't you hear, girl?
No, because she tuned you out.
You
Thanks,
not,
Marissa.
You are not paying attention. You are not paying attention to me tonight. I don't like it. But they did a trio to J-Lo's Dance Again, which
This was
I
an
love.
Amazing threesome, by the way. Very hot.
You just got real close to that mic. All of a sudden,
did
I'm like,
I?
Where'd she come from?
Was it was just
God?
The sexiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
I loved it. I was sitting back because I was on the second couch. Nobody could see me. I was sitting in tears. I was like, oh my goodness, I feel so proud of them.
Yeah.
I love those two
super,
girls.
Super but hot.
Did you notice the guy? This was the thing. I
didn't
did not
see him.
Notice him at all. He was wallpaper.
not
but
a bit.
I noticed the two
but
girls.
I didn't even know his name. I didn't even write it down.
Isn't it Nick?
Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, Nick.
Isn't that sad?
We love you, Nick. How
I
are
noticed you?
You ladies know this about
supporting
me.
Them.
If I don't notice the guy in the routine at all, something's going on. Those girls were hot.
They were fierce.
So
he's going to get lost. I mean, I even tried to look for him in the men's dance, and we'll get to that later, but he's getting lost in the shuffle.
Because I remember seasons ago, Pasha did a number with two girls, also a trio ballroom number similar to this, the same kind of style, quick, like a lot. And you still saw him?
He did not disappear.
So it's possible, but this Nick guy, is Nick's not the one who was crying like crazy? Yeah, it was him, right?
Just,
oh.
Nick, yeah.
Yes. Nick, quit crying.
Like, before he even went in there, and then we stand there just bawling, and like pull together. I'm like, that's so awkward. What if they were gonna send him home?
Then and he had just said, "This is
crying.
My time."
Yeah.
Wishy-washy
to go home.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan, but whatever.
Just stop crying all the time.
Yes,
like, come on. Like we need to see other people up there.
I won't be voting.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Why
but
not?
I just think he's just not my favorite.
Well, I love Mary. God love, because you know Mary Murphy, she loves her ballroom dancers.
Uh-huh.
She said she made her first train reference of the season so far. She said the train just pulled into the sizzle station. Woo woo.
Woo woo. Yeah.
Oh, really, Mary?
I love it.
You know what Zoe said? I wrote down blah blah blah. I don't know what she said. She's always like, "You guys are amazing."
Oh, she
you guys are
firecrackers. She kept calling them firecrackers over and over. She didn't know what else to say.
Yeah, I'm like, "Come on, girl. You're creative."
And then she called the two girls twins.
Yeah.
Two little twins.
Yes.
She just looked nervous.
I mean, I feel like she needs to, like, learn new words. She needs
she's really smart, like a
thesaurus or something.
She's not a wordsmith.
A what?
A wordsmith, which is a word expert. You know?
Yeah?
She's probably calling her publicist going, "Why'd you book me on this?"
Oh, yeah.
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 Fox publicist is in a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah, because it wasn't a good fit for her.
No, it wasn't.
And, like, it breaks my heart because I love her.
Yeah.
I just felt like she didn't know exactly, like, what she should say. I felt like she probably had more to say, but she was just kind of, like,
overwhelmed.
I also don't think she was a fan of the show.
Yeah, at all.
Like, I don't think she's watched this format. She wasn't familiar with it. She just seemed awkward, and that's really what came through.
What's the actor's name from Modern Family who was on earlier in the season?
Jesse something?
Jesse Ferguson. Tyler Ferguson.
Yes. You could tell he was a fan of the show.
Yeah.
Or like Leaf last week, our guest last week from The Amazing Spider-Man, you could tell he was a fan of the show. He knew everything. He and his 6-year-old daughter watch the show together every week.
So shout out to Leaf.
Yeah, what up, Leaf? We miss you. Yeah.
Glasses!
Yeah, right. I love it. But you could tell they're fans because it comes through. But she, like, that's a good point. I don't feel like she was a fan of the show. Mm-hmm. Maybe had she'd watched, like, past seasons, maybe she would have been a bit better. I don't know.
Yeah, and I just feel like they were bookering her. They were like, well, you're on Fox. We need to promote your show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's not what you say. It's how you say it. And she just was so nervous, I felt.
I feel like a lot of her, like, the delivery just fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she's not a one-dimensional type of... No. It's exactly the opposite of what I expected from her, because she's such an interesting character and an actress that it was so... But I will say, though, it kind of... This is awful, but, like, it made me feel like I have some hope as a host. Because I'm like, I would assume that she'd be phenomenal in that format. Because if I sat on that panel, I'd be interesting. I think any one of us would. I would be able to carry my own with Nigel and Mary. I know I would be. I don't have any concern about that. But to see such a talented actress like that go on there and kind of bomb a little bit.
No.
Like, it's kind of like, okay, well, not everybody's great at everything. But, you know, when you're really fantastic at something, maybe, you know, I don't know. She's a great actress.
She's a very good
love
actress.
She literally is like probably top three favorite young actresses in the world right now. I adore her.
We just don't need her on a judging panel. Yeah, that's all.
Not again. It's like Ellen on American Idol. It didn't work. She's hilarious. She's great, but no. Something's just... Mm.
And even though she was a fan of the show, she just wasn't a music expert, and you really need someone that understands that role.
Yes.
Randy Jackson, Jennifer Lopez, whomever it is, Steven Tyler, it doesn't matter. But they understand that music business, which is totally different than...
If it were like a show where like they were trying to find like the next like young, quirky, weird, like... interesting actress, something she could relate to, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe that sort of show it would work better on.
Or singing, because she's a musical person.
Yeah. Well, see, that would be like me trying to like host a show on like something I know absolutely nothing about. Like, that's not good because I'm really smart. I know a lot of things.
Black studies.
Like, what's that?
Black studies.
Exactly. I study some blacks in my day, girl.
No.
Girl, that's not
leave
a good
that
example.
The gossip section.
Yeah.
We know it all.
Oh, Lord. Well, you just threw me way off, and I have zero transition right now. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask our viewers at home and our listeners, if you guys have any purchases you need to make on Amazon, it would really help us out if you guys made those purchases through AfterBuzz. And you can do so by clicking on AfterBuzzTV.com, clicking on the Amazon banner in the top right corner, and making all of your purchases that way. It's one extra click. It doesn't take much more time. It doesn't cost you guys a penny, but it helps us keep the studio running and doing what we do, which we love. It allows us to come here and talk about Zooey Deschanel, the actress that we love and the judge that we don't love so much. So if you guys could do that for us, we'd really appreciate it. Means a lot to us. So moving on next, we have ballet dancers.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the blue suede shoes.
Yes. Those are hot.
Eliana, yeah.
She's hot. I like her.
She is interesting. She reminds me of my best friend from high school, Heidi. Heidi, if you're watching, hello, I love you. Congratulations on your recent nuptials.
Heidi.
But she reminds me a lot of her. She's a stunning girl. I don't know exactly what ethnicity is she. She's a blend of something. She's beautiful.
Yeah,
she's got that really, really, really like kinky curly
Latin?
Hair.
It's not kinky. She has curly hair.
It's got some kinks in it sometimes.
It's beautiful.
Girl, you don't know what I mean when I say kinky. Kinky's a good thing for me. I love it.
No,
I think
you don't know what
beautiful.
I mean.
Beautiful.
Kinky is different texture.
That's why we're not teaching a class
in
black studies
black
right now.
Right here.
She's stunning.
Yeah, you know what's really interesting about her is her technique is fantastic as
her
a ballet dancer.
Her extensions, yeah, her layouts, yeah. Everything is very beautiful.
Doesn't have the typical ballet dancer's body, though. She's got curves.
She's
got boobs.
Tall.
Yep, very she's tall, shapely, but she's strong, too. This is what I like. So we're going to see some really interesting things out of her. We're not going to just see that ballet dancer that can't do hip-hop. I think she's going to be able to move.
Yeah, she looks more like a contemporary dancer to me. Like, this is her build and hair, how she carries herself. She's a great ballerina. Is that what she's called? but she's, I mean, unfortunately for her, and she held her own. Don't get me wrong at all, because I think she's phenomenal. But she was paired with a couple of guys, Daniel and what was it, Kevin?
Keenan.
I can't remember.
He was hot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And they got, a Desmond Richardson piece, which is just...
I love you, Desmond.
And he is just... everything.
Yes,
and if you're
a
man with strength and like can dance ballet, like anything, even a fraction of what Desmond can do, like he's gonna make you guys shine. And those guys, they carried that number. They looked phenomenal. And those pants, let's just talk about
Keenan
and those pants.
He was packing.
You got some booty.
He had some things going on.
Lord.
They were pulled tight.
Yeah. He is stunning.
That's body.
And how that sweat drip right down that little crease. Oh. You know, now, oh.
All right, I'm going to say something. Much. I'm going to say something derogatory about Keon. Okay. I'm sorry, guys, but he's not a great partner.
Yeah.
And if you watch it, she was dropping out of all of the lifts.
Yeah.
Daniel was a much stronger partner, so he's going to have to watch that because there's a lot of partnering in the show.
The fear with Keon is that he's a little bit one-dimensional.
Uh-huh.
Like they said through Vegas week, he didn't do so hot. He kind of scraped by, and his solo was unreal. But the other guy, Daniel? Yeah, he was more consistent the entire time. So, but they gave them both a shot, which is cool to have two, you know, male ballet dancers on the show.
And they're two professional dancers, too, who gave up their career to be on the show.
Yeah.
That's
right. So, I mean, that's gutsy.
It is.
I take, you know, the numbers, what was it even called? I didn't write this down. Did anybody write this down?
Nope. I just have Desmond Richardson.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's all you really
once
know.
Once you say Desmond, I'm like, you're that's good. It. Complexions, Korea. Alvin Ailey.
I thought, oh, yeah. Right.
Broadway, you're good.
Everything.
You got Desmond covered.
Mary Murphy said that she considered them ballet warriors.
Yeah.
That's how she described them. I thought
I liked that.
Perfect description, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love your voice.
Thank you.
I like that.
Sexy.
I've been told it's robotic, so I'm trying to be more sensual.
Girl, you are
tonight.
Not robotic. Who told you that?
Somebody on Maxim.com. I read those scary comments that people leave on your videos on Maxim. You know, those 13-year-old boys who want to be mean. I shouldn't read those anymore.
Don't ever.
Hell to the no.
That's right. Don't read them.
Don't read it.
Well, thank you. I like my voice,
you know what,
too.
Though? At least they know who you are, girl. They have an opinion because you are somebody.
Oh, thank you.
That's how I look at it.
I'm a fan of you, too.
Nothing to it but to do it. Oh, we got a little love going on. I like this new addition this week. I like it. I like it. So next up, we've got a Sonia piece. I mean, she's something.
She's cray-cray.
She cray-cray for sure.
Uh-huh.
How do you say her last name? How do you say her last name? Is it Taya or Sonia?
I don't know
how to say
Sonia
it.
Sonia T.
Just call her Boom. Sonia.
If you got Sonia, everyone knows what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, doll. Way to clarify. I really appreciate that. But she got some of my favorite dancers. One of my favorite ones is Janelle Isis. I'm in love with her.
The ballet dancer.
But she didn't get a dance.
She was ill.
Yes.
Okay, and this is what I was trying to figure out, because I've danced for years, and I'm like, nothing stops a dancer from dancing. I mean, broken bones, injuries, you're vomiting.
You know what would stop me in competition? My muscles would freeze, and I'd have spasms, and I'd have to walk off stage. That's the only thing that ever stopped
me. Yeah, but you would at least start the dance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But
she was in the audience.
But Kat said the doctors told her to sit it out.
And they said she was ill. They didn't say she was injured.
Yeah.
So I would consider muscle more of an injury than illness. Like, I was like, food poisoning.
I was like, what is that?
Flu.
And she was there in the audience looking very beautiful.
Yeah, she looked fierce. She
Except
looked so
hot.
Except
for that hot. One clip, that one shot when her face was like,
girl, she had a bad moment. Paparazzi, it happens.
Yeah. God. I mean, but she had color to her face. She didn't look ill. Yeah. And I was trying to think, what is it that would make you sick?
She was smiling.
We don't know.
It makes me want to sleuth around and find out.
Get to sleuthing.
Get it.
But so because she was out of the number, they had the two other girls, Tiffany and Audra, had to dance the number alone, which as we were watching it, I was kind of underwhelmed by it because I love Sonia so much and I think she's so, like, absurd and talented that I kind of, and you said this too, I think, like, I wonder how much of the routine they had to change last minute.
Yeah.
Because it looked like, explain this, you said that the beats could have changed.
Yeah, so there, if you notice the beats, it was like done in a 1, 2, 3, because there was a lot of things done in succession after like one dancer, another dancer, another dancer would then move. And instead they were doing 1, wait, 2, or like 1, wait on 2, go on 3. So it looks like that there was a dancer missing in all of that. Mm. It looked like they had to adjust some of the lifts because you saw them sort of falling out of the lifts or shuffling their feet around, readjusting weight and things like that. So I just wondered how many adjustments were made and how last minute.
Right.
You know, Janelle's exit was.
What do you guys think about the routine?
I mean, I was underwhelmed. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that has anything to do with her choreo. I felt like it was the girls. Because if you're a powerful dancer, this is just opinion, that you're still going to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
I think Audrey's a really strong dancer. But Tiffany, I wrote down, is a little bit stronger than her. And in the they went over some of the past dances she's done, and I think she has the best fouette turns that I've seen. Mm. She's very strong with that, and I wish they would have added those to the choreography this time. I didn't see any back-to-back spins that I remember that were really strong. So I think, the choreography of the jazz dance was a little bit Week.
Yeah, I felt
what's
like
a
they
full
weren't.
Wait turn?
Yeah.
It's when you see somebody spinning and spinning and spinning, oh, and they turn to the front and they spin again, they turn to the front, spin
is
again.
That's one of the legs that goes out and out.
Yeah,
like
the leg goes out and in.
Out and then into passe. Yeah.
I actually learned how to do that once.
Really?
My friend Fred, he's a fantastic choreographer out here in LA.
Hey, Fred.
He taught me, hey, Fred, what's up? He taught me while I was also drinking. It was at a pool party at his place.
That was but no fuete.
No, but he's got wood floor and he's got like a walkway where I could put my hand and he's like, to balance yourself as you practice, put your hand here just and mark on that wall over there. And I kept doing it over and over, and I was like, okay, all right.
Oh. Then so
I
got rid of the finale. You're going to be doing that up here, right?
Right here. Yeah, and I am 4'2", apparently, because I have to be to fit.
You're going to have to cut your bangs.
Yeah, but I also felt like I hated their costumes. They're so ugly to me.
I look like gymnasts.
Yeah.
What?
They look like gymnasts. Yeah.
Costume. I thought you said Jonas. I'm like, who Jonas? Oh. Who is he?
And Joe.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
A lot of the costumes tonight were a little bit odd. Like the maternity pants, way too feminine for all those manly men. It was so stressed.
And they weren't even sticking up. No, yeah.
They were bad.
I kind of liked that one.
Yeah.
I do agree. A lot of the costumes I did not like. I loved
even
the ballet.
People
number,
in
like
the audience, like the Melanie Moore with the hat, and she was a past winner.
Let's just talk about
that's
that.
Her style, though, she do always looks so?
What her
frail.
Style is chubby and not put together.
Yeah, no. there was something like
I didn't watch last season, but she did not look like
I
a
feel
dancer
like,
to me.
Well, in her audition, she was giving like that type of look. Sans the hat, though.
Okay, sans the hat.
Like that 1920s-esque Renaissance. Well, not Renaissance, but you know.
You're getting your eras mixed up.
We'll
have a white studies class next.
No,
I'll explain to you the Renaissance girl.
If you guys need some books, go over to Amazon.com to read all about it.
About the Renaissance and Black History Month coming up in February. It's right around the corner.
Don't do it.
In 10 months.
Leave it alone. leave it right there.
What is this BFG? Oh, I don't understand what I wrote this down for. Who said, oh, Kat Dealey said something about I'm the BFG or something because she was with the two girls.
Big friendly giant.
I'm like, Kat Dealey, you are too
cute. She's so creative.
She can say anything, and I'm like, I just want to pinch your cheeks and like hug you.
She's adorable.
She really is adorable. She's adorable.
I like her.
What?
I like her.
Okay, well, fine. You
just
like
not her.
Her
hair tonight.
Do you guys like her? We want to know what you guys think about Kat Dealey. So, here's what we need you to do. We need you to get on iTunes, and you guys need to rate. Give us 5 stars, please, because you love us. If you don't want to give us 5 stars, don't give us any. Don't rate us. No, but seriously, you guys get on iTunes and rate us, comment, tell your friends about us. There's a new app for your iPhone, which is phenomenal. I downloaded it yesterday. It's actually just called Podcasts with an S on the end. Apple released it a day or two ago, and they actually had AfterBuzz as on their main screen. Yeah. So it's kind of cool. But what it does is it allows you to subscribe to all of your favorite podcasts through AfterBuzz. I've got all 4 of the shows I'm doing this summer on my phone, so I get them. So I can listen to myself on the treadmill at the gym. I'm kidding. I'm not that vain.
Listen to you.
Oh, I love you. You can catch up in the shows that you weren't here for the last couple of weeks. Oh, you can see what we talked about.
Where have I been?
I know. On the 101. That's where you've been. But if you guys download this app, it's so, so simple. And each week, all of your favorite podcasts automatically download onto your phone. And you can delete them whenever you want to. And it really helps us do what we do. And we love doing what we do.
That's so nice.
Rate. And also comment. We will comment back. I don't know about these girls, but I will. I promise you. Ladies. You gonna comment?
I comment.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
On Twitter and YouTube.
Twitter and YouTube. Well, I'll take care of the iTunes, so you know. I got you. We'll split it up. We'll divvy it up.
All right. Nice.
Corinne, I don't know what you're doing. You're gonna say nothing. She's like, I got
her Twitter account's locked. I can't even get in.
Your Twitter account's locked?
What's the point?
It should not be.
It was locked last time I went.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's been busy doing her nails lately. They do look good.
Honey, they're always done.
Of course they are.
Don't
even look at my nails. Look how gross my nails are right now.
Yeah, those cuticles.
I washed my friend's car today as a favor, like trying to be a nice guy, and I'm so dirty right now.
Tell him to pay you for your pedicure.
He got some stuff going on. I'm trying to help him out. Be a good guy. You know how I do.
We'll soak those.
I know, right? I didn't have time. I'm going to suck up my water here. And then drink it. Almost okay. Your water.
No.
So then moving on, we've got the modern dancers. Is that what we have coming up?
Yeah, the Tukey.
Is that what we call them?
Tukey dance, yeah.
Oh, Stacey Tukey from So You Think You Can Dance Australia initially. Yes. She's been on this now for a few seasons.
Yes.
She's great.
She's really good.
Like her. I feel like she gives like the Mia Michaels and the Sonya, like those types.
With less crazy though.
Yeah, but she gives them a run for their money though, because she comes up with at least a couple of numbers per season really that are just great.
Uh-huh. Really innovative. And it's, you know, sometimes choreography just starts looking the same over and over again. And it's nice to see something new and refreshing.
I feel like if I had to learn choreography, I'd want to learn it from her. I feel like she's encouraging enough where I would not lose my shit. I'm not a dancer, and I could not handle Sonya or like Mia Michaels screaming at me, or like Tice. Oh, God forbid I had to do a Tice number.
You would
but
cry.
I feel like I feel like I wouldn't be able to do the choreography, but I could get through the choreography session without crying if she were my choreographer. I love her.
Must she be giving you hugs and like rainbows at the end.
And unicorns.
That's what you think. She's probably worse than both combined.
She should hang out with Zooey Deschanel, because she loves all those things apparently.
Candy cane.
They're all amazing. Great. I love it.
Great teamwork, kids.
Right. So in this group, we've got Amelia finally, who makes it through. Yes. Shocking.
I was shocked that she made it through, but she is a strong dancer with all of her performances. She stands out so much because of her skin, so I'm forced to watch her. Mm-hmm. I pick her out right away, but she's a strong dancer. I was impressed with what she had done.
She looks like a Cullen. She watched the Twilight movie. She looks like a Cullen. Yes. She's like transparent. She like glitters.
1920s.
Like a, yeah.
I just she's hate so, her bowl cut. Amelia, get a weave.
I know, but you notice how they didn't really let her style it that way in any of her numbers tonight. They had it curly.
Yeah, it was like fluffed up.
But they're trying to get away from it.
Let's put a weave in that hairstylist.
Like it's still part of her look. I don't think that they're going to like give her the long flowy hair or anything. It's part of her look. And I think that that's the one thing. You know, and she's a really strong dancer and strong performer. I think that's probably the better word of it. But you can't take your eyes off of her. In a group number, like that's what you keep going back to. So she's got something. She's got that it quality that you want to have.
Yeah, the star quality they mentioned.
And just so we're very clear, it's America's favorite dancer, not America's best dancer. So she is one of those people that for whatever reason your eyes are drawn to her.
Yep.
I always look at her. No matter when they did the group number at the end, I was still staring at her. I catch my...
Really?
So, like, so many
times. I was too.
Yeah.
And Janae is in there. She's a great dancer.
She's one of the most sensual dancers I picked out. Yeah. I saw a clip of her from a previous episode, and she flows. Her gracefulness is just something very unique. I don't really know how to describe her, but she's one of my favorite dancers this season. And I didn't see her because I was too busy staring at Amelia, and I have to go rewind the show because I want to see how she did as
damn
well.
Damn you, Amelia. Damn you to hell, Amelia.
That's exactly what I wrote. So.
We've also got Matthew. And then also Darian. That's how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, Darian.
You liked him. I did like him. I liked the part in the choreography where Amelia ran across stage, did that a twist. Like I don't know how to describe it. She twisted like twice in the air and landed
in him. In his arms.
He just caught her. Didn't miss nothing.
No, and it was on the music. And she was sharp in her landing when he was partnering her. And I thought that was such a dynamic moment.
Man, he was secure. He did not waver. I like that.
His that's brick good. Feet.
It's those brick
feet.
Planted. That's right, because he's the one with the feet that he says. They don't feet. Yeah.
Fred Flintstone feet is what I would call him. But, you know, it shows you the difference when you have someone that's a strong partner versus what we saw with Keon's partnering. So that's going to be a big dramatic difference, because that's a hard lift. And, you know, ballet lifts are just as equally as hard, but you just saw the differences in the two.
There's nothing sexier than a man who can hold you. I'm not mad at him.
You didn't have somebody hold you?
Well, I need somebody to hold me. It's been a minute.
No. For every
sexual reference, may I please take a shot?
Yes. Oh, my God. You know how drunk we'd be? My entire shows are like Sex 101. I'm not really shy.
And he does all the shows here.
Oh, my face is pink red.
A lot of sex here. At
Dallas place. Into this, forget it.
Right, right. Dallas just gets me warmed up every week. I'm like,
what
a lot
does
of...
Love in the Wild do for you?
Oh, see, the shows I host.
What's your fourth show?
I do America's Got Talent on Monday night. Yeah. So I've got a good
roster.
Here. I do. I have a good roster this summer.
There.
Yeah, right there on that white couch, right, which is not yellow. I think I caught it yellow on one of my shows the other day. I'm like, well, that's not I've yellow. Been here too long, getting busy. So then our last group, we've got our random montage of leftover kind of
martial
street hip hop dancers.
What was that?
We got Cole Haribe, he's the martial artist, obviously. Yeah. And then we've got Brandon, who's a stepper.
Love Brandon.
He's kind of sick.
But he can dance.
Yeah, he can.
In
I didn't expect that. I don't remember a lot of him through Vegas.
I don't either.
They didn't highlight him. They didn't spotlight him.
He was hanging out. What's her name from? The other girl.
Amber.
Yeah,
Amber.
The chocolate girl. Yeah, that's the one. They were hanging out in the wings the entire time in Vegas. But those two, and then...
Sci.
Oh, Cyrus. I love him.
Can't take your eyes off of him.
And again, not the greatest dancer.
No, he's not.
He does his style really well, but he's not that great of a dancer, but I cannot stop looking at him. But I will say this. I will give a little credit to Brandon. Brandon drew my attention a few times, and that group number, I kept looking at Brandon, and I did not expect that.
I was staring at Brandon he's cute.
Yes.
And he can move.
He got some swag. He's got the eyes. He was smiling,
good
which was
teeth.
Interesting. Yes.
Good
yes.
smile.
Yeah, he had dimples.
Uh-huh.
I love
now we're voting on dental health.
Somebody has a crush.
Yeah.
Not really. I'm just giving props. Girl,
I think she was talking.
I think she was talking
to me. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, big boy. Yeah, big boy. No, but they're all so very different, but I thought this number was perfect for them. I thought it was cool.
It was unique.
Although it was promotional placement for Fox and the All-Star Game on July 10th, in case anyone wants to see it.
Yeah, I hate that kind of stuff.
It drives me bananas.
I wrote that down, too. Yeah.
I liked it.
Well, I like the number. I don't like the promotional, like, because then they had... Nigel, repeat everything, and then have the hat.
I like. If it was my network, I'd do the same thing. So no hate.
No, Nigel's just trying to kiss some booty right now because they got bumped down to one show a week instead of two. So he's trying to be like, well, let's get an early pickup for next year.
And ratings have been
so. People are tired.
Yeah, a show like this probably isn't going to pick up in ratings ever again.
No. The format.
They need a celeb in there. If they have a Jennifer Lopez or they have something, I think it will pick up.
But the thing is about this show, it's a great show and I love it. It's a summertime reality show.
Exactly.
You know, I see it. It's not one of those shows of a caliber where they could get a Jennifer Lopez or Britney Spears. It's not because they're not creating. Dance is great. I love it. But you're never going to create $1 million or a multi-million dollar act out of a dancer. They're going to go on tour with Nicki Minaj or Lady Gaga or somebody, and you're never going to see them again.
It's very rare to have a Mikhail Baryshnikov in our lifetime.
Exactly. Yep. And it's just not – there's not the market. There's not – they can't make the money that a singer – like Kelly Clarkson. You're never going to have a Kelly Clarkson type character on one of these.
Carrie Underwood
or any of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a different thing. So then that doesn't really justify bringing in a $15 million a year judge, you know? So it's kind of – I feel like it's great because this show and Dance with the Stars and these other shows, they've all kind of plateaued a little bit in the last few seasons.
Yeah.
They're still doing well, and hopefully they'll be on for many more seasons. But they've brought dance back to the forefront, which is fantastic, I think, because I love dance. And I remember when these shows first came on, I was so excited because I'd never seen anything like it.
Me too.
I think the other issue is that it's the judging format. It's the same format. American Idol started out with it, and then we've just sort of continued with the same thing. So you think you can dance and
– three-judge panel.
America's Got Talent. There's always one snarky one, and there's one really nice one, and there's someone in between. But, you know, and I think that's why The Voice has been successful. It did something different. And for me, like I stopped watching American Idol just seasons and seasons ago. I just got so exhausted from it. But you sit there, and I took notice of The Voice because I'm like, well, it's something different. And they're all fighting, and they're, you know, it's a feisty show.
Mark Burnett's a genius.
He is.
Give a little shout out to Mark Burnett.
Yeah.
He put me on a show. So thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Like he's watching right now or something.
I'm sure he is.
Tweet him.
Right. Maybe I will tweet him later.
Uh-huh.
So we got the group numbers coming up. But before we get into those, I think it's probably a good idea if we go to commercial.
Oh.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man. No, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. No, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Can we get another commercial? If I have to hear the Wooly Bear thing one more time, it just kills me. It cracks me up.
That's because you're here so much.
They're supporting our show.
Yeah. No, they ain't. He's talking about some other shows. I don't know what he's saying. I just know about the Wooly Bear.
The Wooly Bear.
I'm going to start tweeting him. That's his Twitter handle, right? Willie Bear?
Willie Bear.
At Willie Bear.
We'll look it up. That's too funny. So now we move into some group numbers. We've got, first of all, we've got the top 10 girls, which is really not top 10. It's top 9. It's so weird to me. But they do a number choreographed by the one and only Travis Wall.
Travis.
He's fantastic. I also got a tweet the other day from somebody telling me, just so you know, that it was Travis, Benji, and Heidi were all on season one together.
Season two.
Two together. Season two, that's right. Because season one, I always think everything's season one because season one, like, nobody ever really remembers. It's like Dance with the Stars season one. Nobody really remembers it.
Yeah.
And then it picks up after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, season two, they were all in there together. And then it was later that Lacey and Danny were on a different season. Lacey's the brother, the sister of Benji, and Danny's the stepbrother to Travis. And Heidi is the cousin to Benji, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Family relations. Yeah.
So whoever tweeted me, I forget who it was that tweeted me, but somebody tweeted me that the other
day. That's good. They're helpful.
Randomly in the middle of the afternoon. Apparently they were watching. So thank you for clearing that up because I get confused clearly. So the girls, the top 10 girls, 9, they do a Travis Wall number. And it was what do you guys think? I'm going to let you guys say this.
The outfits were the star of the routine. They had those long flowing outfits. That was my only outfit that I liked of the entire show.
Oh my gosh.
He's giving me something. Do you not like them?
They are my least favorite costumes of the entire night. You know what it felt like to me? Every single competitive dance competition I've ever seen in my entire life where girls do like a lyrical number.
Yeah, it's a lyrical number dress.
Yeah. I loved it.
And it was diarrhea colored.
color, okay. I give you the color. It was maybe orange or something. But Alexa standing at the doorway. Did you guys like
beautiful.
It was pretty. The one thing that I found was odd is that they had the light shining through the door, and at certain times when the camera would hit, you couldn't see the choreography. And you know, and there's one thing that's really important. You know, when you go to a Broadway show, you're choreographing for the stage, but all these choreographers, Travis is choreographing for the camera, and you know, you're working with the director and everything else, and it's, I'm not sure where that got lost in translation. There's definitely a wrong camera shot called for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like Alexa just stood in the doorway the whole time. Because every time the camera went to her, she was standing there with that blonde hair glowing.
Reaching
out. I'm like, what's she doing? Like, she's, you know what you could have done? You could have put, what's her name? Janelle Isis.
Who was injured.
Put her in the doorway. Let her stand there the whole time.
But she was ill. The doctor said no.
Sick.
She was ill, wearing 6-inch heels, no doubt, and a hot-ass dress.
She was emotionally ill tonight.
Yeah, apparently.
I like the number.
I thought it was cool.
I thought they all looked really, really well together.
Yeah. And what did Zooey Deschanel have to say about it? Who knows?
Did they not have her?
She didn't say anything. A few times they cut her out.
I wonder why.
Timing.
Aww.
Well, she was trying to give props to the whole girl power thing, which I thought was cool because that's kind of what she's known for. She's kind of like a girl's girl type of thing. Well, she's like a guy's girl, but she's that.
She's like, I loved you guys all supporting each other. I know she said that at one point, but I'm like, they have to. So,
yeah.
You know, I was like, that's part of the dance. I don't know what she was really saying.
Taking nothing away from her, but I felt like that. Okay, I am going to take something
away
from her. Just
a bad fit.
Yeah, I feel like she does. My best friend Elena and I always did this thing. Like, we're either going to go there or we're not. We're either going to eat or we're not going to eat. We're either going to wake up or we're going to sleep. Like, we always do this thing where it's like, we're either going to do this or that. Like, obvious things. Then to us, it's hilarious. It's like, I feel like I listen to her. She's like, you guys were people and you were on the stage and you danced and you are girls and you have hair. I'm like,
and I am a robot.
Yes, I'm like, okay. Those are all things I could have. I already knew. Like, she didn't really add anything to the show.
Yeah,
I think she knew it too.
She was just uncomfortable.
She looked pretty. Her bangs are so pretty. She got good bangs. She's one of the only girls I know that can pull off bangs like that.
You are out of control,
girl. I'm trying to give her something. Bangs. I am trying right now.
She was just uncomfortable.
Yeah, you can tell.
Right, you were uncomfortable.
We still love you. But then the guys get out there and they do it. Oh, they do a Sonya number. And go, no, I'm going to, you know I'm going to talk about
with
this.
With their dresses on.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Their belly band pants.
Your body, you know what? You got that sweat dripping down that middle of your chest. Like, what's his name? You know you can wear a dress, too.
Keenan.
Mm. And Brandon. Oh, I can go on and on.
Yeah, clearly.
So, what did you guys think about, you didn't like the costumes, I know.
Well, I didn't like the costumes. The choreography was good. I just felt like all of the guys were a little bit too feminine, and she kept stressing how manly she wanted them to be, but then I didn't see the primal nature that she was stressing so much in the, you know, backstage. So I wanted to see more
fierceness, maybe.
Yes.
Do you think it was because they were consistently partnering with one another? Is that why you feel
that
way?
No, I don't know. That can still be perceived by a viewer as manly, but I just didn't get it.
Yeah, there was something lost maybe in translation of her trying to communicate what she was looking for in the choreography, because she sort of laid it out there for him in terms of like the partnering. The partnering was strong. I thought it was really wonderful, and I love guys, you know, choreographing and lifting each other and everything else, which I think is fantastic. But there was something missing in terms of that primal nature of that like manliness, that testosterone you wanted wasn't there.
Corinne, thoughts?
I was underwhelmed a little.
All right, here goes. Fine. From the gay man on the panel, I thought it was phenomenal. Absolutely loved it. I loved in the choreography in the studios when she first, like, okay, everybody take their shirts off. And the chubby one was embarrassed. That was, he's cute.
He's cute.
He could win some votes, though, because girl, like, little teenage girls love that kind of thing. Yeah, he's funny. I loved how she was explaining, I just love skin on skin contact in dance, whether it's man on man, woman on woman, man on woman, doesn't matter. And I think that's cool. And also, as a male dancer, for most of these guys, at least the trained ones, that shouldn't be that uncomfortable for you. You've probably been dancing with men and with gay men for a long time. It's not uncommon in the dance world. I thought it was funny how Brandon made a comment. I never danced with a dude before. He's like, I like girls. Which didn't offend me at all, but it's always weird. It's a little bit awkward to me when somebody has to say, I like girls.
Well,
it's
just so, it's just not like a trained dancer.
Exactly.
He's a hip-hopper.
Which is why I just laughed right through it, because he's a stepper and he's not one of those dancers who's ever done anything like this. Yeah, I like the ladies. We get it, Brandon. You're straight. We're cool. For now. Move to LA and become a dancer and call me in a year.
We should talk about that amazing lift, though, with George.
Oh, my gosh.
That was
that group lift, and he kind of leapt like a gazelle.
He just was like, went forward. And that was a good moment, actually, of course. Choreography for the camera. It just it went straight at you. Mm-hmm. It was a great shot. Mm-hmm. It was gorgeous.
I thought the number was really powerful. I liked it. And I liked it kind of how do I say this? Without sounding sexual, it kind of turned me on a little bit to watch the number, because it was I don't like uber masculine men. Mm-hmm. I don't like feminine men at all. Either of them. Something in the middle. I thought it was a nice, comfortable blend, because that's kind of how I am. I'm not either. I mean, I can go both ways. I can be very butch if I need to be. I've got to save my life, and I'm in, like, I don't know, Alabama. And thank you to all of our listeners in Alabama. We love you. I can go the other way, and I can flame out if I have to. I can go there. Whatever.
When you look at the range of the top 10, there are very feminine dancers, and there are manly. Like Cole, the martial artist, he is very manly, and he comes off that way, and sometimes his gracefulness gets lost. But I think this routine actually made his gracefulness stand out, which was really good.
I felt like it was a very well balanced routine, which I liked about it. I thought it was a little bit of everything, and I enjoyed that part of it. And then we had to do a group number, a large group number, the top 20, 19, the top 20, and that was Mia Michaels' triumphant return to So You Think You Can Dance family.
She's back.
Okay, well,
don't even go there.
Where did she go? Why wasn't she on the show?
Do
we know?
Why, actually, she was
mean.
No, she was choreographing Rock of Ages last summer.
Okay,
so she wasn't able to do the show because it conflicted with filming.
She borrowed a wig from set.
She
did.
I know. Tom Cruise's.
What was up with her hair?
Funny, Caitlin.
And like her lips looked a little plump.
No, her hair.
I saw a little Juvederm in those.
I saw some injectables. There were some injectables going on.
I couldn't focus on anything else beyond the wig and those glasses.
Yeah.
That was a mess.
Here.
You know what the hair looked like?
Remember can you see here when she had that bang situation?
Well, you can see this.
What's the movie that came out? You might know this. You're a good movie girl. The movie, the same year that Sandra Bullock won for The Blind Side, she also did the worst movie of the year. The girl, she was crazy all over.
Yes.
Bradley Cooper. Or like
All
one
About
of the
Steve.
What was it?
All About Steve.
Yes.
All About Steve. And she won the Razzie for it.
Yes, she won a Razzie the same year she won an Academy
that
Award.
That is great.
Yes, and she had, like, her character had the craziest, ugly highlights in the world. I felt kind of like Mia Michaels, like, borrowed that wig and cut some bangs into it.
Shut
like,
up.
That's all I kept thinking when I was watching it. I'm like, what is she doing?
It added some highlights to it.
Because she's so genius as a choreographer, and I've actually met her. She's actually really nice in person. She's a little bit standoffish, but she's a sweet person. I met her for 2 seconds, but
so you know she's amazing.
Yeah, I know her really well.
2 seconds,
but I don't know. And like this number, like what did you guys think of the number? Did you love it?
I don't remember it.
Exactly.
I don't remember it.
Exactly. And that's the thing, because she's given us so many memorable moments. She did the number with the flowers dedicated to like her father with cancer or something years back. I think she also did like the kind of zombie-esque number with the Ramalama, that song, Ramalama Ding Dong, but it's Ramalama something.
Did she do the door number too? Was that her?
Maybe.
The door?
Yeah, I remember.
Like she did that.
Like season 5 or something or 6. Yeah. So it's like she obviously she's the choreographer. Yep. She has been for a long time. Tonight just kind of
felt a little flat, I think.
Yep.
Like, not a lot of inspiration behind the movement, and, you know, it really could have been, we could have seen any other up-and-coming choreographer do it. I mean, it didn't look like a seasoned choreographer.
Watch out for Travis Wall. He's nipping at your heels.
And he has new reality show coming out on Oxygen.
Good for him.
I know. I'm excited.
He seems like the nicest guy, too. Like,
I think he's the most successful dancer coming out of this show.
From the show.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a winner.
Out of all seasons.
Yeah. And what's his name? Tours with Lady Gaga. The crazy guy with the dark hair.
From Hawaii. What was his name?
A few seasons ago. He's kind of weird and awkward all
and
the time.
And he would always do this little.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're doing their thing. And we saw Lauren. We saw a few people on there tonight. We saw Lauren on the show tonight. Lauren. We were talking about the Dizzy Feet stuff. We saw Adea. We saw Brandon. A few of these people might be coming into our studio. I've been working on it. Lauren tells me she's coming in. Adea says he's coming in. We're working on Brandon still. We've got Kent Boyd coming in a couple of weeks. Lexi coming in. Also, from what season is she from?
She's from season six or seven?
Seven. Yeah. So we've got some great guests coming in, you guys. So we're really excited about
that. Stay tuned.
So that wraps up this show. However, we do need to talk about some news and gossip. We have a little bit of that.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I thought you had news and gossip.
I thought you had some.
I'm over here taking a drink of water.
I'm like
drinking vodka out of my mug.
I thought you said you had some too, so I'm like, I'll let you go first.
Girl, I never have news and gossip. This is my cue to get a drink of water and you to start talking. I'm just chilling here. What's up, you guys? Nothing.
I'm taking a nap, clearly.
Who has the gossip?
I'm just sitting here like this. I'm just waiting. I'm like, okay, well, AJ's going to talk. All right, seriously, I do have gossip. Travis Wall, speaking of, he's going to be choreographing an off-Broadway show. Called Bear. It's about it's a rock musical based on teenagers at a Catholic school dealing with sexuality and religion. It'll be opening at New World Stages in November.
That's cool.
Yes, and if you're looking for a dance movie to see this weekend, Magic Mike.
Oh yes, get you live. Gosh.
I saw it already, and I interviewed Matthew McConaughey and Channing Tatum at the same time.
No.
Yes.
That would have been the best moment of my life.
It was really hard to focus.
I'm so jealous.
Did he do some of his dance moves on you?
No, but you know, it was funny because Channing had been out of the room for a moment and I was left alone with Matthew McConaughey for a few minutes and he was like, so how was last night? Which he was referring to the screening and I was like, I saw a lot of you and it was nice. I don't know why I said that. But I just said it because when else are you going to have this moment with him? And he's like, so you like it, didn't you?
It's so weird because I don't... I don't get it. The whole Channing Tatum thing, I don't get it at all. And also, here's the thing.
A white boy.
Well, exactly. Maybe that's it. You're a white boy.
And he's got some sweet moves.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Here's the thing.
Come on.
Uh-huh. No. Uh-huh.
Have you seen the movie?
No, but I've seen trailers, and like the moves are so cheesy white guy dancing, it drives me nuts.
Well, I don't know about everybody else,
but
for him.
He didn't choreograph the film. He just did the dance moves.
Exactly. Yeah. But he's a dancer, though.
Yeah,
he comes from that. I don't know about everybody else.
He was a stripper in Tampa for a year.
Excuse you.
Hey, you gotta make your money.
That's right.
They did talk about this and they had to sort, they were basing it on what it actually is like to be a male stripper.
Yeah.
And there's like certain money making moves of like
the pelvis.
Yeah, the pelvis roll and things like that. And they do talk about that because they did go into strip clubs and you know, look at what male strip dancers do. And
how awkward is that? It's just funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting too. And you know, the movie's not just, I mean, there's some cheesy moments on stage, but it really shows you the dark side of what that lifestyle is like with the drugs and the after parties and what those relationships are like, and it's challenging. It's Steven Soderbergh film, so it's not going to be happy. It's kind of dark.
I think those guys, Matthew McConaughey and Channing Tatum, they're both very similar in that I think they're like the perfect white man for middle America. Which is why I think they're so...
But ironically, they both have a very sketchy past, which one day I will tell you all about, but not on AfterBuzz TV.
I'm excited to hear. They're not too pretty, but they're really attractive. They seem approachable. They seem like they're the type of men that women fantasize about. It's like, I could probably get that. You know what I mean? So I get that part of it.
Matthew's body is flawless in this movie. I will say that.
But that's kind of gross to me.
Sure.
Why?
I understand.
Don't get me wrong. I'm going to go see the movie.
I don't want to. Because then I'll be like, I got a pinch of fat over here. Like, I wouldn't want to be alone with a man like that. But I want to touch
would.
It, maybe.
Get your life.
I ate a lot of Sour Patch Kids before the show tonight, so I definitely got some down there. I don't know what's happening.
You are so scary.
I'm falling apart, girl. I love when you compliment me, though.
Skin tea.
Skin tea? Okay. Now there's a T in skinny, apparently. You heard it here first. AfterBuzz exclusive. So, Oh, I love you, Marissa. I love you. Thank you so much. So moving into predictions for next week, which is kind of the beginning of the show competitively, now, correct?
Yes, it is.
I'll just put this because I, you know, right off the bat, I put a star next to his name. I just think George is the one to watch on the men's side. I think he's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the total package. I hope he can continue this like high level he's already set throughout the season. You know how that goes and injuries come into play and things like that. But I think he's one to watch at least in the first few rounds.
Didn't I predict a winner like a few weeks ago who didn't even make it like the top 35? I was like, he's going to win the show. Where is he?
Oh, the guy, Daniel Lee or whatever his name was.
Yeah, that's right.
I kept saying no.
He went home.
Yeah, he did.
I did
for the second time.
For the second time? Oh, yeah.
Are you thinking of Adrian?
Oh, you're thinking Adrian
Lee. That's right.
Yeah.
I predict that Cole, the martial artist, is going to evolve somehow. No, and I think he's going to get better. Do you think he's going home? I just see something in him that's going. And Brandon?
Oh.
I also like, I think he's going to evolve. Oh, did I steal it?
You just took mine too.
Yep.
Go ahead, Karan.
Oh, do you have more?
No, I wondered, my gut feeling was maybe Alexa and Will are dating, or is Will gay? I don't know. I just felt this divine chemistry when they were dancing.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Don't you know these things? Tell me.
Where's your gaydar?
I got great gaydar, but which one's Will?
He was at the very
first
dance. Oh, yeah, absolutely. For sure. I don't know. I have no idea.
I just felt this chemistry when they were dancing. Like, my gut feeling was maybe they're in a relationship behind the scenes.
If he's gay, he does not live in West Hollywood because guys don't look like that in West Hollywood. They all have six packs. That's why they don't go out very often.
Shut up.
Got a little bit of man chub.
That's right. You're mad at it. What's up, Corinne? Boobs. What you got?
What up? Brandon. I mean, he's a breakout guy for me. So I'm just going to stay right there.
Yeah, I think actually Brandon, too, for me, mm-hmm. I think he might surprise a lot of people. I really could see. What's the one? All I remember is his booty and those tights.
Oh, Keenan.
Keenan.
Yummy.
He could surprise people because he's got the body and the ability and the looks to really, really, if he can break himself down a little bit and get out of that ballet mindset, he could really win over some hearts. He reminds me of like a Danny Tidwell a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think that he could really win over some people because he looks like when he smiles, his eyes smile. And like when somebody's
in love.
There's something about there's something about a man. When a man's eyes smile, my heart smiles. And he's one of those. Something. And I really, 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 really like Janelle. I know she didn't get to dance tonight.
Girl?
Janelle Isis.
Alexa Amber. And Eliana.
Ooh. Eliana to me is someone to watch for sure. And I would like to see when Janelle's not ill, what's happening.
I'm going with Amber.
I'm Team Janelle all the way. We want to thank you guys for stopping by. You can follow me on Twitter at @_AJ Gibson.
Corinne at @JustSayin08. Holla.
And Kristen Burt, and that's Kristen with a Y at the end on Twitter.
At @Caitlin_O'Connor.
Thanks for stopping by. We'll be back again next week, same time, same place, to cover the first week of competition on season 9 of So You Think You Dance. Thanks for being here, you guys. Take care.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.